Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Are we back?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
am I back? That's the real question.
Yeah. You back? It was only a week. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it felt long, right?
it felt damn long, man. I went through some things this past couple weeks.
Long ass.
Yeah.
It's been a long ass week personally for Cody and workfully for me. So
this entire week felt like years. It feels like I'm in that hyperbolic time chamber from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. That's how you became Super Saiyan Blue.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
you spend millennia in that motherfucker, you bound to change to a different color. So you know.
I ain't like light skin no more. I'm like a dark ass fucking.
You like a mocha?
I'm like purple.
you pick a little orange now. Yes. You ain't no more making that green. You making that orange.
Yeah. I need to make some green.
Birthday months are always terrible. I got to tell you, they never good.
They're always entertaining. I can tell you that. They're always very entertaining, especially mine.
Yours.
Never short for entertainment. I can tell you that.
Well, funny that because the rumor around mine was that's when shitty entertainment always comes out or whatever. So it's just like, you know, I'm just going to stay off the internet for a while. Yours is always a life entertainment.
Yes. Like, October's coming up. Oh, shit. Here we go. That meme. Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I guess Twitter wasn't lying when they said spooky season has begun.
That's it. All spooky, all right? all tricks and no treat. That's going on.
Bitch, you are the trick. Sure, you get to that caramel filling, then you become the treat too.
Treat me and get my ass with that. Life saying slam, motherfucker. Slap. Here's your treat, bitch. Boom.
Yeah, I hate your month. To be honest, your mom sucks.
You know what? I wouldn't say I hate it, but man. It's entertaining, man. I'm liking my month now. I'm growing to like my month.
This is the month
I'm growing to like it more. I can't wait till next October. I want to see what life brings me then.
I think we're just gonna see two skeletons with headphones on. It's gonna be just two skeletons with headphones on, looking at each other. So I'm just going like. Hey, you make it to next October? What you do right there? You know, it's so bad. Well, I guess this could be a case of OJB, though. My sister sent me this TikTok of this stripper pole on the outside of somebody's yard, and it's two skeletons sliding down.
You know, when we start a story off with stripper pole, it usually don't end well.
Yeah, it usually doesn't end well for me. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, you're the exception, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. And if I showed you this, Cody, you'd be like, motherfucker, are you that tired or like what's going on here? Because I watched this TikTok and I looked at it and it was just like, I don't know why that excites me or whatever, but my life must be really fucking just tiresome and dried right now, or whatever. But like, check this out right here, Coach.
I was not.
People, let me describe this. So. It looked like a fucking trailer park. I ain't gonna lie. First of all, it looked like they're in a trailer park. And there's a stripper pole and a skeleton with a thong on. Well,
with a wig. Got a blonde wig.
Yeah, it's got a blonde wig. I was gonna say a thong, but that's like granny panties for a skeleton, I guess. Whatever. Got some granny bra on, and it's sliding down the pole next to T-Pain. Oh, I'm in love with a stripper. And there's a dude sitting there with a fucking Elmer Fudd hat on and shit.
I have so many questions.
And there's a bottle of. Hey, is that Crown Royal or tequila? I can't tell. That's sitting there glowing and shit.
Oh, like, shit. I don't know what the fuck that is. I can't tell.
I'm going to send that to Cody or whatever.
You do. Oh, shit.
I'm
growing to really like October. I
love the dollar bills that are on the table, too, whatever. I told my mom, if you ever decided to put that in your yard or whatever, I'd be over every day in the yard just staring at it, just going like, and then people be walking by like, man, that man dedicated that yard right there. He's trying to do some yard work.
What the fuck is going on in this shit?
Hey, he's getting a lap dance. Cody, what are you talking about? He's getting a lap dance. Shit. I love that he's got the, you see the gun in his hand?
Oh my God.
He's got a gun in his hand, people, where it shoots out the like rapid dollar bills and shit. I'm in love with a stripper. I think that's Crown Royal, dude. That look like a big ass bottle.
I think so.
Yeah, it looked like a big ass bottle of Crown Royal.
I think it was Crown. Right.
Who the fuck that came up with a 1 liter size? That ain't even 1 liter. What size is that? That's bigger than 1 liter. that's a goddamn gallon.
Oh God.
Hey, that man,
fucking hilarious.
People get creative. Look at this.
Oh my goodness.
Slide it, girl. Get on that fucking hoe. Shit. Oh, I'm sorry. God. Respect your strippers, people.
Yes, it's especially when they have literally no meat on their bones.
Yeah, respect your strippers.
They're in need.
Why was I fascinated by it then? I was staring at it going like, I was drooling and shit. And maybe it just dawned on me. I ain't never fucked a skeleton before.
I'm about to say, that rib cage looks real good right now. Goddamn.
Yeah. Look at that pelvis shit. The pectoral palatical right there.
Yeah.
Just start making up bone pieces and shit. The pectoral of the palatical right there. It looks amazing or whatever. Yeah,
she looks mightily flexible. Goddamn.
I'm the Magic Johnson of the 2000s. Regular people don't interest me no more. Looking for other things or whatever, you know.
You moving up to them skeletons.
Yeah, because that's how Magic
real spooky shit.
That's how Magic Johnson got the AIDS. Whatever, he fucked Martians and shit. I'm not AIDS, HIV. I'm sorry.
that's how Planet Apes started, right?
That's how Monkeypox started.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Lamar Odom was fucking monkeys. Anyway, that motherfucker. Hey, that dude is crazy. Yo.
Hey. Don't do drugs, children.
No,
don't do Lamar Odom. No motherfucker said Kobe talked to him in dreams and shit. And he was like, "Man, I still wish I should have had Khloe Kardashian's kids. That I should have been that dude."
It was probably one of the most fascinating interviews I've ever watched, because I was just like looking at him, and I'm looking at what's his name, and I'm just staring, going like, "Ain't no way you keeping a straight face to this." Like,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Shannon Sharp is a much better man than I am, because I would be left in a whole fucking interview, and then he probably would have walked off set, or I don't know what he would have done, but yeah, it would have gone as well as what was presented on that initial interview. I'll tell you that.
I think my mouth would have just been open, like,
yeah, because I would have had a lot more questions, and it would have been nice questions either.
I would have asked him if he got time to stay for an extra hour and a half, maybe a day.
I'm about to say, when was the last bump you did, bro? I would have got straight to it. Like, fuck all the bullshit. When's the last time you snorted some shit?
Remember when we took that break and we went to the bathroom? Yeah, right there. Yeah, so about 5 minutes ago then. Yeah, that was my last bump.
Wait, you said you dreamed about what?
That looked like this in Shay's house too. So I'm just like,
I think so.
Man, you bold for that shit. You bold for that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have rented a studio out for just for that one. I'd have been
man.
He ain't loud in my house. I mean,
I gotta say though, that'd be cool. That's one of my goals one day, to be on a show with Shannon Sharp.
Oh, okay. I thought he was with Mar Odom.
Hell no, 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 oh, no, like, no. That's bad influence right there. Hell no, no. Why would I do that?
Yeah, that motherfucker might sell you for a bunch. Yeah,
you saw how he turned out. Fuck that. No.
Yeah,
trying to survive.
He started talking a lot of weird shit. Man, and
a lot of crazy shit.
He did it with a straight face, too, though, too. I'm just, like, looking at him going, like, that motherfucker ain't joking. He dead serious about that. Well, by the way, people, welcome to another edition of Last Drop.
Right. Oh, shit. Sorry. It feels like it's been so long. Goddamn long.
Shit. Man, the last time you was on here, we didn't do the intro.
It's
like
been
an hour.
84 years.
That's my last bump. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I think the last time you were on, that intro opening took like almost 40 minutes into the show.
We get a little carried away sometimes. We got a lot of shit to talk about. We're like having fun in the show. So
when I see that stripper shit, I mean, I don't. You wouldn't, you know. And fuck the part, but I had a dream about the shit too afterwards or whatever. We were in Vegas, and no, actually, we wasn't in Vegas. We was in Atlantic City.
Oh my God! I wish I had dreams about a skeleton stripper.
That's how only well my life.
Only
here,
and only fucking JB will have dreams about Getting dances from a skeleton stripper.
Well, me and Lamar Odom probably.
Now. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. You know what? That's one thing I don't want to see. A night in the town with you and Lamar Odom.
No,
drugs involved. I don't want to see that.
I'd rather hang out with James Harden.
Don't want to see that at all. I'd rather hang out with James. At least you'd probably survive.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
you know what James Kyrie these days, you know. That beard is hiding syphilis somewhere.
She's containing all kind of shit. That's probably where COVID came from.
I was about to say, that's how the bubble got started.
Fucking bats in his beard, some shit
that,
like that. Yeah.
That dude probably had so many strippers laying on his face on that beard.
I was about to say, there's probably some Honey, I shrunk the strippers. James Harden beard.
James Harden beard carries chlamydia and all of that shit. It was like, I don't know.
There's probably a cure for cancer in there too somewhere.
He got a special hair pedic just to get that shit washed. It come out. What are we talking about? So we was in Atlantic City. I don't know why Atlantic City of all places were there. And like, it was multiple platforms as the strippers were dancing and people were just walking by it. And then there was just one, and it was just that skeleton one. And only a few people was looking. When they decided to walk away, I leaped over the gold totem pole that they keep and shit. And I just like walked over it real quick, whatever. And I started sticking ones in the fucking, in the granny panties she was wearing, cause she's too bony to put on a thong, whatever. And then, you had looked at me and said, "What is wrong with you, dude?" Like,
yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
But here's what you said. There's a perfectly, there's a perfectly other skeleton over there that looks much better or whatever. And shit. And I was just like, I said, "Hold on. That's your preference, Cody. This one's mine. You go have fun with that bone one over there. I like this one."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you vanished and somehow the cop showed up. And I was on the 8 o'clock news with the sketchiest looking photo ever and shit, you know, mouth wide open. Meanwhile, that song was playing on the news too. And the night thing, I'm in love with a stripper. Is she fine? Is she rolling? She goes in. And for some reason, it transitioned into buy you a drink.
Well, I guess it's natural. I mean, you're already there. I mean, naturally, so
buy you a drink.
It would be drink evolved at some point, right? So
I was completely sober, as I told the cops and shit. Yeah, I'm sober as fuck. Shit, she just looked good. don't tell me you ain't looking either. Shit, you know, fucking hater. Anyway, so I told the cops whatever before they beat my ass. So yeah, that dream didn't end well too. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I woke up in a cold sweat and shit, shaking and shit, just mainly because I couldn't get the skeleton stripper. But anyway, it is Mezcal month.
Mm-hmm. You and yes, month, there. God damn it. Yes.
Yeah. And we talked a little. I didn't watch the game last night, or I think it was the other night. Yeah, the Dodgers lost, so LA's out of the.
It was my buddy's birthday this weekend. And we were bar hopping. Well, not bar, sorry, brewery hopping. We went out and we actually shut the fucking brewery down last night. And shout out to Pure Project. We got in San Diego County, folks. Delicious beer. Great bartenders. Check them out. Great spot. We literally shut down the bar. We were the last ones to fucking leave. And we were, you know, it's a Padres. It's San Diego town. So, but there's a lot of Dodgers fans in there. Of course, we were in there. We were Dodgers fans. We know we're LA natives. And but
you got to remember too, a lot of LA people, they move, they get the fuck out of LA.
Right.
They like LA. They can't afford LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they all over the county and shit. Mm-hmm. So.
But So we were cheering them on and whatnot. And like I said, it was all Dodgers fans. And we were cheering on the Dodgers. They're up like 2-0. And I don't know if it happened after we shut down the bar. I don't know. I was drunk. So I don't remember what happened. But they ended up losing.
Yeah.
By, what was it, 3? It was like 5-2, right? It's end score. Well, shit.
Yeah.
Well, at least the drink was good. at least we had a good time. That fucking sucked. But whatever. Goddamn Dodgers. It is what it is, though. At least we still got that shit 2 years ago. So we ain't doing too bad. We ain't down too bad. But, you know. Shout out to the Padres, I guess. I don't know. That was 2 years ago.
God damn, I thought it was last year. Shit, yeah. Jesus Christ.
2 years ago.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
Shit, all right.
Who won last year then? I forgot now.
Fuck, I don't even remember.
Damn, I gotta look it up now. God damn, was it really that fucking long ago? I could have. Oh, let me see. Dodgers. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. 2020. Damn.
Yep.
Who the fuck 2021 then? Shit. 2021. I should know this. Oh, was it the Atlanta Braves? Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. 22 Braves. Yeah. Why the fuck is this difficult to find? Shit. The Astros won game 5, returning the series. The Houston, the Braves won game 6. Okay, yeah, is that Atlanta Braves? I don't even remember the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series now. That goes to show you how much I give a fuck about Atlanta Braves, man.
Yeah, there you go.
That was most random right ass. There, yeah. Damn, all right. I guess, yeah. It feels like nobody celebrated that like, at all. And which is funny because they should, because they beat them cheating-ass Houston Astros. So, I mean, there's a rule in baseball now, you know, like just like the Laker fans has a rule in basketball, anyone but them. And when we say that, we mean either the Clippers or Boston. Anyone can have one with the chip, just anyone, just not them two teams. So anyone but them. Well, I think that should be that's the MLB stance, whatever. Anyone but them. Them referring to as the Houston Astros.
That's right.
That's right, people. I got my pronoun game correctly here. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Check me out. I'm upgrading here. JB 2.0. but yeah, that happened. Also, I played a little game that's coming out.
21st.
Yeah. I played a little game there called Gotham Knights. I only get to play like so I guess like some early copies went out and stuff like that. So I got to play. Back in our day, they used to call them demos. They give you a disc and shit like that. And they give you a little, maybe like an hour. You get to play a game or something like that. Like you get one like mission to do and stuff. So we got to play a side mission. Apparently it was a Harley Quinn side mission. Everybody just knows how much I love Harley Quinn. And you know, I just, it's like I'm seeing this.
yeah.
Sick of seeing. I don't give a fuck what color she is, what face paint she got on. I don't care what outfit she's wearing.
I feel your pain, sir. Yeah, you want to talk about overexposure? Yeah, I think Harley Quinn falls into that demographic right there.
Yeah, get your ass back in the sidekick realm.
Please.
And I don't want to hear anything about empowering women because DC got a shit ton of women. So let's just get your ass right back.
They got a lot. And they have a lot that is actually more inspiring than fucking Harley Quinn.
Thank you. Yeah. There's nothing all that goddamn interesting about Harley Quinn.
There's really not.
Yeah. The most interesting thing about her is her fucking backstory of how the Joker manipulated her ass. That's about as far as that goes. On her own, I could give a fuck less about her.
Okay. I still say till this day, the Telltale representation of Harley Quinn is probably the best one I've seen.
Yes. Yes, and that's probably the best Batman story I've seen on video game.
That whole story is so underrated. That series, so underrated.
Yeah, that's probably because people don't consider it a game. But you know what? One day, that might be our first game review. We're gonna go back and play Batman Tales.
I would like to do that actually.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and play that because I think that's on Xbox Game. Well, it was on Game Pass. I don't know if it's still on there now, or whatever. But I have it anyway. So I'm ready. I'd read really, really good. But yeah, it's a really good game as far as the story goes. But I got to play this one, and I can't really talk about the story too much because I only played a side mission. So I didn't really count about the story. So I can tell you about mechanic wise, because I know a lot of people were talking shit about the trailers. And me and Cody actually enjoyed it because I wouldn't mind playing a game without Batman that has all the other characters. And I think that'd be actually pretty fucking cool. Plus, this one has co-op in it. But unlike other co-op games, Cody, this is a real cool co-op version because let's say me and you are playing. you're at your place, I'm at my place. You don't have to be in the vicinity of where I'm fighting crime or doing anything. You could be on the other side of the map solving.
That's really cool.
That is really cool.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that'll have any bugs when the game come out and stuff like that because I did do the co-op as well, too. we kind of stayed in the same area. I mean, the farthest he went was like, my buddy went, it was like, you know, down the street or something like that. So I don't know how that'll introduce any kind of bugs or something like that, because this might be the first time I've ever seen a game do that in co-op mode, to be honest.
That's cool, man. That's really cool. Have your own things going on across the entire map. Mm-hmm. And then y'all can meet up whenever y'all want to and then tear shit up.
Yeah, this is cool. You could do
two. That's really fucking cool, man.
Yeah, this is dope as fuck. I enjoy that. And you know what? This is what I've been talking about when I was shitting on the newer consoles or whatever. I feel like we're finally going to get to see the power of these new consoles now with that game feature right there.
Sounds like it.
So that is something that blew my mind.
Okay, that kind of eases us, because I had a few concerns looking into the game, because I watching the trailers and whatnot, I wasn't too positive on the game. I was like, okay, maybe right now these trailers aren't doing much for me. It's everything, but that little feature you mentioned there, that sounds immersive. That sounds cool as fuck. That sounds like you said, true next gen. Like taking the next step, like doing your own thing completely, but it's all real time happening at the same time. And then y'all can join up at any point in time and tackle missions together if y'all want. That is very cool. It sounds very dynamic.
I think that makes playing online and co-op just even way more fun. Yeah. Not having to be in the same room doing that. I've been bitching. Cody's been hearing it for fuck, man. When did the PlayStation 5 and Xbox came out or whatever? It's like, there's no games for it realistically. Xbox had a little few more, but whatever at the same time, because they didn't really do anything with the power. But now that I saw that, I was just like, all right, finally. Now I'm getting to see a feature of what these new consoles will bring, because I don't
think that's see that. I think usually when a console initially launches, it takes a few years for to truly tap into that potential. I think now finally I think we're starting to get there. I think Gotham, from what you mentioned, I think Gotham Knights might be actually be the first one to like push us truly like forward into that true next that future, taking advantage of that processing power.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like Gotham Knights, which I didn't expect at all. I was kind of shooting the game a little bit. I was like, I don't know about this. But wow, that's impressive, man.
I think it was the Xbox One when that came out, and the PlayStation 4 too, when they both came out. I wasn't all that impressed with either one at the time too, because I was almost saying the same shit. But I remember like a month later, it might have been Dead Rising 3 that came out for the Xbox. And I remember you could just see, because I played all the Dead Rising games up to that point, and I was doing comparisons of what, like, I always look for little specs like that to see what, enhances the power of this console. Dead Rising 3, the fucking screen was just filled with miles of zombies, whatever. And I was just like, all right, that's the power I can see with it. Like, there was no way you could have did this on the 360. Like, the way that the spectrum of zombies was just like lined up in rows.
Right, right, right.
It looked like a fucking maze of like, holy shit, that looks scary. Where in the 360, I remember like Dead Rising 2 and all them, they were just splotches, they were just like here and there and stuff like that or whatever. But it was just like a sea of like some World War Z shit of zombies. And I was just like, fuck, that's terrifying. So for these, I assume, granted, I ain't played every fucking game on these new consoles and shit, but like, I tend to stay in the big AAA titles. And usually I think it's always the AAA titles that show you the full power of the consoles and shit. So this is the first game that I've seen so far now that really enhances the PS5 and the Xbox Series X here, is with the fucking co-op mode. And I think the co-op mode would be so fucking fun too, as well, because the one positive thing, the fighting mechanics, it's cool. I enjoyed them a little bit. There was one problem I had, and I kind of saw it in the trailer. Their movement is kind of slow. Jason Todd is really fucking slow in the game, or Red Hood, I should say. He is really fucking slow, Cody. Like, I actually didn't even play with him that long because I just found him kind of boring, to be honest, as far as his play mechanics. He's got a lot of power, though. He's more every character you play with has a different attributes or whatever.
Right.
He's a strength character. But he's just fucking slow as hell, dude. Like, dodging looks like some fucking PS3. I shouldn't say graphic-wise, whatever. Just, like, it feels like it's just that damn slow or whatever. Batgirl, I played with her a lot. She moves like Batman from the Arkham games. Like, her movement is, like, she's got the bat cape, whatever, so she can glide through the area. Nightwing has, like, this fucking, I don't know what the fuck you would call this thing. Like, he just glides over it or whatever and stuff like that. Robin kind of teleports Tim Drake as Robin there.
Okay.
Robin is also kind of the Batman as far as like when it comes to detective and stealth mode and stuff like that. Nightwing is kind of the full complete character of all the attributes and stuff. He has like the speed and combo attacks and stuff like that. I had a lot of fun playing with Robin and Batgirl. I played all four of them too. Now, Jason Todd, I was like, ah, this is not fun at all, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I'll be using him at all.
Okay, he has like the most basic kind of like power set and
just yeah. Like
overall. Because I know they had different methods like getting across the city as well. I saw that.
Yeah, they had different methods. His is kind of weird. He's kind of got like. And I know this is in the newer comics for Jason Todd too, whatever. He's got like some Lazarus Pit, like portals come up and shit that he can step across and go whatever the fuck that was and shit.
Okay, okay.
I was like, that's like sounds like some New 52 shit that got me out of here. But all right,
I don't fuck with the New 52.
Yeah, I don't fuck with New 52 and beyond. So no, you can fuck off with that portal shit, whatever and stuff.
Keep your five and your two, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not a fan of that or whatever. Yeah, you suck my dick. also too, and I probably shouldn't even complain about this till I play the game because I'm sure there's gonna be more. I'm just kind of getting tired of fighting the same fucking villains over and over again, like, you know, the same bad henchmen, bad guys and shit like that or whatever. It's just like, oh man, I wish, especially when you play a game like Gotham or whatever or anything with Gotham related, it's like there's so many fucking criminals in this city. Why are we fighting the same looking people and shit? You fight like this oversized giant dude with a fucking shield trash can and this big ass giant woman is like, and it's just like, oh, boring or whatever and shit. It's kind of like that's not Gotham's fault. That's every fucking game, really. I mean, every game does that shit. You know, it's just like, all right, I'm kind of tired. I just got done finishing Horizon Forbidden West. I've never played it before, but or the first game, but the sequel on the PS5, man, they had like a multitude of different villains. A lot of them were machinery and stuff like that, but they were all different and unique in their own way. So I actually kind of found myself quite fond of that game. I got it with the PS5, and I never played it, so I was like, let's go ahead and play it. Gotcha. So
okay,
it was pretty cool. So that kind of refreshed it for me. But doing this, I was kind of like, oh, okay. Rinse and repeat with the villains here and stuff like that. But I had fun, and I think that I'm really going to fucking enjoy that game. And for a side mission, too, it's heavily detailed and very layered out and stuff like that. I mean, so it was really good. I'm looking more forward to playing more co-op on that game, too, as well, to see what can get done as far as together and shit like that. So that'll be fun. Looking forward to that game, and I think I will be paying $70 for it, so...
All right, very nice. Well, I'm glad you. I'm glad to hear this review. I'm glad to hear positive things about it because I was like I said, I was very skeptical about the game. I was just like, I'm waiting for reviews on this one, and you pretty much gave me one of the first reviews. So
yeah,
wow, I'm actually looking forward to playing this actually, and maybe even purchasing it.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I only played 30 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of the mechanics. I didn't get any of the story really. So. Mm-hmm. Take that with a grain of salt. I played one quick mission where you gotta sneak into a university because a professor was just murdered. You could do it. Oh, and you get to pick any characters you want. You switch off or whatever and stuff like that. So I was playing as Robin in that one. And then I got to the Harley Quinn side mission, which I played mainly as Batgirl. I tried it off with Jason Todd, but I had to switch eyes. Like I can't play with this motherfucker. I'm sorry. He is too goddamn slow for me. And there's like 20 fucking bad guys here. I need to move around faster than this. Stealth mode looks good and everything. So yeah, looking forward to playing this game. Hopefully the story isn't shit. Cause I was not a fan of that last Batman game. So, I got the ride on the bat cycle too.
Very nice.
Bat cycle is pretty cool.
Very nice.
That was fun as hell. So yeah, at first I couldn't tell if the cops were chasing me. So I didn't know if the cops were on my side or not and shit, because there was this helicopter that was following me and shit. And I was like, what the fuck happened here? But when I redid that same thing over with Nightwing instead and shit, I saw a bunch of bad guys on this bridge and shit like this. So I stopped and beat their ass real quick or whatever. And it looked like the helicopter light was still falling, but I guess it couldn't keep up or whatever. So yeah, I had a good time playing it.
Very nice. All right, cool. I like it.
So maybe like a month from now, if I finish the game, whatever, you'll get a full story review and be like, yeah, you suck that.
Actually, yeah, we should. You should do that. We should actually both do that. We should have like a full-on review, like a follow-up review.
Yeah.
Well, about Forgotten Knights. That'd be kind of fun, actually.
We'll see if it sucks.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Be like, damn, I should have just played as Batman. I mean, Nightwing and not fucking did this story. This story sucks.
Hey, you know, actually, man, maybe we should do like a... Like a little live play together, like a live playthrough with you and I.
Yeah. 3 a.m. in the morning. That's usually when I play games.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'll be down. Yeah. We get your weird ass brother. No, I'm just playing. he could be Jason Todd. I bet he like him. I bet he like him a lot. Actually, I did not like fucking Jason. I thought I would like playing. I did not care for it. Actually,
well, that's fortunate.
Yeah. Some people might like it. I guess whatever. But yeah.
Mm. All right. Cool.
I get what they were doing. I understand, you know, I'll give this guy the strength and shit like that. But Jesus fucking Christ, isn't he a little bit more agile than this? He used to be a fucking Robin, for crying out loud. I mean, you also have like a center where you all go and you don't wear the costumes and shit like that. So you get to see their face close up and shit like that. I don't even know if that was in the trailer or not. But yeah, you get to see all their faces and shit. Jason Todd, he still looked like a fucking GQ model, even though he's got this big ass scar going through his fucking face and shit. It's like... You know, if he was in prison in live action, girls would be like, "That's still fuck him."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like he still. I like they tried to make him ugly, yet they failed at it. This dude looks like a fucking. Why does he look bigger outside of the costume too? Like, does the costume just compacts all that shit in or whatever? Because
That happens so much with like these properties, especially involved with like Hollywood or like entertainment industry, whatever. They try to like ugly people up or whatever. It's like, oh, this person's so hideous. Look at his scar. Little they know, it's like they still fucking attractive to shit. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
don't bullshit us. Like, y'all not doing shit with this.
I hope there's a story in there too about how Batman quote unquote died. I know people
I think I know exactly how that's gonna go. That motherfucker ain't dead.
Yeah, thank you.
Quarter Owls probably got him stored somewhere and at the end of the game. Actually, that's what I'm expecting. Batman to be like a secret character when you beat the game.
I'm actually expecting when you free him, you play the rest of the game as him at the end.
Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, I actually expect that, to be honest. Yeah, I know a lot of people was bitching because they were like, oh, I don't want to play a Batman game with no Batman. I was like, I kinda do.
Yeah, actually that sounds kinda cool to me.
Yeah, so, and we talked about this. I actually think once you free him, like you said, Quarter Owls have him, you're going to finish the game with him most likely, so.
Yeah. And then, so, yeah, I 100% expect that for sure.
Jason Todd's just staring at the cowl and shit in the fucking house you guys are in, and Dick is giving him shit about it. He's like, I'm not the one staring at that cowl every day and shit like that, and Jason just turns around in his slow GQ way and shit. And they try to emphasize his scar, so they fucking zoom in on that shit. He's just looking, going like, that motherfucker's not ugly, okay? Like, this is ugly. That right there is like, that dude looks fuckable still. Like if there was a toss-up between me and him, they would look at me and say, I don't want Two-Face. I'm like, shit. And I'd be like, Two-Face? That motherfucker got the scar on his face and shit. Yeah, that's you Two-Face, motherfucker. You look like him. He looks like a fucking brute, too, whatever. Like, he's so bulky looking outside of that fucking costume. I'm like, yeah, put your fucking helmet back on, bitch, okay? Anyway, though, people, that's enough about that talk right there. Enough about that Batman.
That Bat talk.
I wish, honestly, I would have did like a side mission of Court of Owls or something like that. I was more interested in doing that than fucking Harley Quinn shit. I mean, granted, I was happy enough to play the fucking game or whatever, but like, yeah, I would have wished they would have had like a demo of the Court of Owls or something like that or whatever, because I don't give a fuck about Harley Quinn. Okay? It's like, I don't want to fucking play as her. I don't want to fight her, which you do get to fight her in this demo. And she's more agile than Jason is. I always blows my fucking mind when I just see her as like just like this fucking acrobatic, agile shit. If anything, she should be a part of the Bat family at this point.
Pretty much.
The way I saw her moving in this game, I know they try to make these boss battles like, you know, a little somewhat difficult or like have some go, but the way she was moving compared to the fucking Jason Todd, I was like, shit, they just should recruit her. You know, pump her up full of meds, knock some sense into her ass and shit, you know, and just be like, hey, you want to join us and shit? Come on.
We're making a team.
Yeah.
We're putting a team together.
Actually, Batman did say some shit like that in Young Justice or whatever. He's like, putting the team together. I was just like, man,
this fucking... He did that shit in Zack Snyder bullshit, too.
That motherfucker wants to be Tony Stark so
bad. Yeah, they really try to turn that motherfucker Tony Stark in the movie. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Y'all really don't get fucking Bruce Wayne and Batman. Y'all just completely missed the goddamn point. Anyway, that's another story for another day.
Hey, man, you want to put a team together? I think it was called Bat Family Inc. in Young Justice, and I was like, that's like, God damn, that name is horrible.
Terrible fucking name. That's an awful name.
I was like, way to be secret, Batman.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, good job there, Bats. old Bats would be all ninja, part of the shadows and shit. And literally, yeah, it's all Bat Family Inc. incorporated and shit.
That motherfucker trademarked it, Cody.
See, you know, he had to file a trademark, so he had to sign some papers. What did that motherfucker do? He signed it as Batman.
Yeah, Cody, you know, he got a bat card. So he used a bat card. He's like that motherfucker.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that the George Clooney Batman? That can't
fucking guess it. I love when he gets
that would make sense.
When he gets caught in Young Justice or whatever and shit, he just stares at him like, how could they figure that out?
Well, for starters.
You know which character figured it out at fucking at all characters? It was Black Lightning. All characters and shit. I guess they tried to give importance to black characters and shit, and he was just like, hey, wait a minute. Dick was never hurt. This whole Bat Family thing, this is a... And Bat is just standing there looking at him like, yeah, and so what? It's like, how'd you figure that out anyway? Oh, man. You know Batman's probably beating Robin, talking about, bitch, you snitched on me. Oh, man. Yeah, so Batman likes recruiting teams and shit, so, you know, I expect to see some video in here, hologram, like Tony Stark and Avengers Endgame. That motherfucker says, love you 3,000 or some shit like that or whatever. You know, or he says, love you, Bat Family, you know, and they start to shed a tear, forgetting that Bruce is kind of an asshole to them all, and be like, yeah, we need to team up, yeah. Yeah. So Jason Todd cusses a lot in here, so yeah, that okay. happens. Yeah. Okay. a lot of cussing. So yeah. So yeah, that's Gotham Knights quick Gotham review Knights. There.
All right, follow up coming next month at some point.
Yeah, hopefully the game ain't super long. I got Chase Riddler fucking question mark.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that long. I don't think it'll be one of them long ass, at least I don't know, maybe, but I don't think so.
I don't fucking do that shit. I can tell you that right. I don't do those Riddler shit. Yeah. I do like five, and then I go like, you know what? Fuck
yeah,
this shit.
I try to do an Arkham City. I just gave up. I was like, this is not fun. Fuck. That collectible shit. It's not fun.
They should hire Riddler too while they at it for the Bat Family. This motherfucker can climb buildings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that shit just to get a virtual trophy to no mean shit. Like I don't want no.
No. Hey, Cody, don't you want 100% completion though?
Why?
Yeah, I could give a fuck less.
Bragging rights for a goddamn video game? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Be like, hey, you'd be at the bar.
Hey, did you beat it at 100% though on level
Imagine five? I open up with that shit, man, last night. Tell you what I did, goddamn it. Let me tell you. Sit down. Let me tell you what I did.
Ooh, what do you
gather around, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, women and children. Especially the ladies. I want to hear the ladies.
Let me tell you what I did last night. I was playing PS5, playing Arkham City. And I got my final Riddler trophy and I 100% completed that motherfucker. Shots on me. Everybody just leaves.
Crickets. And you're like,
I mean, you're not telling the story. The whole bar is empty.
People just go around. Girl raise her hand. Girl raise her hand. Blonde chick, whatever she raised, she's twirling her hair. Yes, you pretty girl right there, whatever. What you got to say? Whatever shit.
What's a PS5? And what? Trophy? Are you like on some kind of team?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, girl. I'm a Gotham Knight. Yes.
I am the Knight.
Wasn't that the name of the team in Dark Knight Rises? The football team?
Was it? I think it was. Was it? I don't know.
Gotham Knights. Remember. Yeah, I
think so.
Oh well.
I don't know.
Yeah, the shitty Batman movies always pave the way.
Yeah, they always do. They always do.
They always pave the way or whatever. Anyway, though, people, it is Mescal month. I know you're
doing all that.
You want to get into some liquor now.
Into some liquor. That Swiss malt liquor.
It says Swiss malt. That Swiss malt Mescal. Yeah, Swiss malt. Yeah, yeah.
Cody, I was just looking at this audio file. I was like, man, I really caught that drink last week, the Fuego. What the fuck was that? That's a terrible name. Like,
I think you could do better. Terrible. I think you go back to the lab, figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bump up that 3.5 to a full on last drop.
Hey man, I'm in the lab every.
Same here, brother. It's season. Always back to the lab. Always back to the lab.
Once a season, at least. Mm-hmm. When the fall comes around, whatever, I'll be in that lab a day.
Yeah. And after the show's over, back to the lab.
Oh no, it's back to the jerking off.
Back to jerking off of JG. Yeah. JB. For me, back to the lab.
Yeah. That is my lab. Yeah. Work them forearm muscles. Look at that bicep right there. It got bigger because of that. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it's not matching the left one though, because I don't use it that much.
There you go.
So yeah.
I
nibble on that a little bit. I'd be in that crowd when you tell that story. I'd be like,
when did you complete it?
And he put his leg up like he Captain Morgan and shit, and be like, glad you asked that, me young man, right there. Yeah. What's your name, nigga?
I'm JB, sir.
Well, let me tell you a story right here.
Let me tell you, JB. I didn't know I'd become a Gotham Knight when I completed that or whatever, but I knew I was destined and determined or whatever. Yeah. And then next thing you know, somebody throws a batarang at your ass. Fucking nerd, shut up.
You got that one bartender. Hey, still hanging there. His shift ain't over yet. He's like, well, you hurry the fuck up.
He's doing that movie scene bartending where they just like wiping the glass down, staring and shit. They just clean that glass whatever, until he chugs that fucking glass at you and be like, he ran off my customers, you fucking bitch. Cody, what are you drinking on? What are you
I got a fun one today, man. I got a really fun one today. Now, I'm not sure if they sell this in the States. I have no fucking clue. I'm about to do research on the shit right now because I'm just trying to chill and drink. I picked this up right before leaving Jalisco back in August at the little airport there. They have a little store. You can buy a bunch of shit. Yeah, I'm gonna buy a bunch of shit right there inside the airport, and they had this little pack of tequilas. I'm sorry, not tequila. Sorry, mezcal. I was like, you know what? I had some pesos on me. I was like, you know what? Buy a little something, a little trinket. You know, a little memento for my trip out here.
Pesos you dropped on that pesos. Yeah, man.
I think it was. I forgot how much it was. It started with a six. I don't know if it was 600 or six. I don't know. I think the equivalent was $60.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I forgot how many pesos that was, but that's the equivalent.
I think it's 600. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah. So I picked up Real de Jalpa, and today I'll be doing
de Jalpa.
Real de Jalpa.
Jalpa. Okay. Jalpa. I thought you said Jalpa.
Yeah. So today I will be doing their reposado right here. I don't really normally do reposado, so I'm gonna try this today. But wait a second. I missed last week, didn't I?
Yeah,
I did. Oh wait, so that means I gotta make up for that shit. Hold on, fuck that. I'm do also the other reposado they have right here, the Escalava. I'm doing that bad boy.
I'm all about Escalados.
I figure you like this label, JB. That's all you right there.
Yeah. I like Escalades. Cadillac Escalades.
Yeah. So
in the 20s, baby.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do the. No, wait. My birthday month. Fuck that. No, I'm gonna keep going. Fuck that. I'm also gonna do the Añejo they got right here, the Acicali. So I'm gonna do all these motherfuckers right here. I think you're right in there.
I think you're
right
now. Some of that.
Yeah. On the last drop. So. I'm gonna start off.
Why that bottle look half empty?
Hey, don't ask questions, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
That's a goddamn question. Cut your ass.
Bottle look empty. Your pockets are empty, cuz.
So I'm gonna do a little taste test of all these little babbles right here. So I just poured a little, the regular reposado that I got right here. I think there's a difference between the regular one and this. As Clava right here. I'm not sure. I'm about to find out though. I'm gonna find out for damn sure. So I'm gonna get in here, a little taste test.
It look like you can get some of these in America. Let's just Google some of them.
Maybe. I don't know. Very fruity.
Delmasa liquor.
My nose.
Delmasa Mesa liquor has it, but that kind of makes sense because they're nice San Diego.
Okay. Very fruity, very, very effervescent.
on the nose.
And that last one, you got Mission Wine and Del Mesa has it. So
I get a little bit. I get some white pepper on the nose. Very peppery.
So yeah, you can find these stateside.
Yeah. There's a fruit in there. I can't quite pinpoint what fruit that is, though. It's almost a little citrusy on the nose. A little bit. A little off of the flavor.
Yeah. Ooh. I found all of them in America, and the prices are really fucking good. So,
ooh. I like that initial flavor. Very bright, very kind of floral, citrus forward. Kind of has that white pepper thing going on. Not too smoky. Not too smoky. One thing I don't like about this, though, there is almost no finish. This thing has zero finish.
I'm actually reading a review on it, and they say the same.
No finish on this thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, just there, to boom. It's gone. Which sucks, because the initial flavor is pretty good. I like it. It's not, like, mind-blowing, but it's good. You know what I mean? Oh.
It's always weird to have a smoky drink that doesn't have a finish on it.
Yeah, it's just a burst. That's it. This is not much of a finish.
Mm-hmm.
What little finish is there? It's like a more like a crack, like a fresh crack, black pepper kind of thing going on, as opposed to the white pepper in the front. Not much of that fruit character.
Why gotta be black pepper?
Yeah. why can't it be black pepper?
Yeah, what kind of race shit is that?
Why are you even racist? Are you racist yourself, sir?
Yeah, I am, but still.
No, well, okay then.
It's not important. It's not important. Why you gotta bring up old shit?
Yeah, that's an okay pour right there. I'm gonna give that a two. Give that one a two. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, not too impressive. It's all right. On to the next one right here. I guess I'm doing a little speed run. This is the Esclava, which is another episode they have.
Yeah.
Hopefully this one is better. Hopefully. We'll see right here. 100% Mague Azul. It's a percentage on this one.
What's the percentage on that first one?
38%. This one's 36. Oh, it's less. What the fuck? Okay. Yeah, man. I don't know if I like that. We'll see.
Yeah, I was gonna say that probably could be why it's the lack of the fucking finish there. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
Really fucking low.
Yeah, that shit's only 36%. Okay. All right, well, we're gonna find out.
I mean, realistically, 40% would be more real. I mean, anything over 40, you can come out with something fine on it, but damn, less than 40, it's just like
This one has like a, I don't like this nose too much. This kind of has like an artificial like sweetness kind of thing going on.
Like that shit came out of a factory.
Yeah, this shit smells like sweet and low. Make sure you put in your fucking coffee or whatever you want. That's what it smells like.
Cody said Fabuloso smells better.
Yeah, this has a very artificial kind of nose to it. Yeah, I don't like this too much. I almost got some cleaning product shit going on here too.
That's why I said Fabuloso. Yeah. Got some Fabuloso shit going
on. I don't like this too much, man.
Oh, so is that like the worst nose of the year then?
Yeah, so far, yeah, from what I can remember. Yeah.
that nose gets a fuck it.
Yeah, right now his nose gets a fuck it. Let's see if the taste gets a fuck it too.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, the look on your face ain't saying it. Oh.
This has like that, like a kind of like that cinnamon kind of like, almost like a fireball kind of thing going on.
All right, that's a fuck it.
With the artificial sweetness. There's none of that actual like pure mescal flavor I'm looking for.
I was about
none
to say.
None of that agave. There's no fruit character like the other one had. None of that. No peppery. No, none of that goodness. This is just.
Man, Cody.
I don't like this at all.
Look at the color on this mezcal right here or whatever. Look at that shit.
That's mezcal?
Yeah. Look at the price.
Shit, okay. Oh, 30 years old. Shit. Yeah. Okay.
Look at the price too, though, on there.
Okay.
$1,000.
$1,000. This pour is fucking disgusting. I don't like this at all. I think this is the first for the year for me. Yeah, the nose and the flavor. This is going to get a no drop. This gets no drops.
This is a fuck it. It's a fuck it.
Yeah, this is a mighty old fuck it.
Oh, or does the price keep it from a fuck it?
this gets a mighty old fuck it. Yeah.
I don't like this. Keep sipping that.
You sure?
Yeah, keep sipping that. maybe to give you a 1 point.
I just pour a little more. I'll keep sipping it. Nope, it doesn't get better.
Leave the cap open on that. Come back to that.
Okay. I wish I had another glass here, because I would just let this sit over and let it open up a little bit more. See if anything happens. I highly doubt it. Yeah. But ooh, yeah. We'll be talking about this later this year. This is fucking awful.
That sounds fucking terrible. What's that taste like though?
Like I said, it has that artificial kind of sweetener, cinnamon. That kind of this just tastes artificial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. It doesn't taste like mezcal to me.
That's fucking.
Or I would want a mezcal to taste like. Like the other one had good notes going for it. Like it was great, but it had some things going for it. This is fucking terrible. This last clava. Oh my god. This is a fucking. Well, don't like that at all.
I think I had mezcal at your number 4 best of the year. I can take it that won't be on the list. Then.
No. It's gonna be. Are we doing the worst of this year? I don't remember.
I for sure. I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, so far that shit is dead number 1. Yeah, that's definitely the worst fucking part I had this year.
I got a worst of. So yeah, fuck that. Yeah, there will be a worst of this year.
Hell no.
Damn sure.
God no. No.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Fuck this poor. Oh god. All right. Moving on. To another.
You don't
want to
let it simmer just a little bit on your thoughts.
No, that shit simmered enough. Nah, no more simmering. that shit can simmer the fuck off. That's what it can do.
Is that what this is called now? No simmering.
Yeah, no simmering. No, I ain't got time for that shit. My liver is valuable, sir. So it only has so much mileage.
You about to put the plastic wrapper back around and try to regift that shit?
No, I don't even go that far. That's just rude. That's just mean. I'm not that mean. I'm not that selfish.
I won't
do that. Yeah,
I'm an asshole though. Mm. I don't know, Cody. Man, this sounds like a winner. Then it sounds like, you know.
No, it's not. So I'm going to move on to the. Actually, it's hopefully some good shit. The Anejo right here, the Aztecali. Right here, coming in at 38% alcohol. All right. So
what is up with these low proofs?
Low proofs. Yeah, I think that might be the problem here.
Oh yeah, man.
This one smells better. It doesn't smell great.
He said that problem.
It has that kind of artificial kind of thing going on. Not as much as the fucking Reposado right here, though. That's crazy. The first one I had might be the best one of this bunch. That's fucking crazy. If the fucking Anejo is not better than this other shit, that's fucking insane.
That might be the lowest proof out of anything we've had this year.
I think so.
Which one had the lowest? The second one?
The one I just had. That 36. Yeah,
36. That might be shit. We might have had wine that had more proof.
Yeah, I might do a video later drain pouring that shit because I'm not. No.
Actually, I'm about to go grab that Otimo wine. How much? I think that was higher actually than that fucking mezcal was right now. Let me go see that real quick.
Oh. Yeah, there's not much of a prominent nozzle here. It's not like in your face. There's a little bit of that artificial thing going on, but it's not bad. Nothing stands out here. Dude, that's crazy. The Reposado had the most pure mezcal quality to it. The first one I had. This one is just. No, it's kind of that artificial thing going on.
All right, I thought the Otimo wine had more fucking proof than that.
Yeah, there's no specific notes coming out. It's just blah. I'm going for the flavor.
Otimo wine is only 20%.
Okay, you know what? That's not bad. 20%, that's pretty good.
That's just
nothing standing out.
Yeah. Like 1.5.
No. There's no really fruit character standing out. Not a huge smoky factor. There's a bit of sweetness on there, which I like. It's kind of like some bacon spices kind of going on in there. Not bad.
That'll be going down the drain too, I take it.
Yeah. Nothing standing out here. It's just kind of middle of the pack. Just kind of there. I'm literally trying to like find the fucking notes to pick out. There's just nothing going on there. Then that kind of like sweetness thing going on.
You'll be pouring this down the drain too then.
Yeah, it's not quite that. You can take a shot of this, you'll be good. Yeah, it's like, whatever.
I'm not trying to take a shot of fucking this doll.
Yeah, there's nothing. Honestly, nothing stands out here. It's just like a kind of like a, like I said, that baking spice kind of thing going on. Not much of an alcohol burn. There's no fruit character I look for in my mezcal. There's no meaty quality.
What about the smoke?
This not much smoke here.
This don't bring the smoke. It ain't no.
In any of these, it's not much smoke.
The company didn't. That company didn't want no smoke.
Yeah. Oh, smoke. That's so I can tell you this right now. This will be that'll be the first and last time I ever buy a Royale de Jalapa. Never again.
Are you done with that brand?
Yeah. I'm stuck between for the Añejo. I'm stuck between like a 1.5 and a 2. Because there's nothing offensive
like
about it.
Sound like some 1.5 shit.
But since it is an Añejo, I'm looking for a lot more in my Añejos. You got to come with it when you're an Añejo. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm gonna drop this with a 1.5. So yeah, 1.5 for the Añejo, for Esclava, that gets a bona fide fuck it. for that first episode, wasn't terrible, wasn't great. That one gets a 2. Overall, that little pack I bought. Overall, I think I'll drop with a 1.5 overall. Yeah, I think it averages out to 1.5.
I see why that shit was on the shelves.
Yeah, I thought I was really doing some shit. Like, yeah, I'm about to rail out. Oh, yeah, got that exclusive shit right here.
Yeah,
Jalisco. Mexico. No wonder this shit gonna be fire.
No wonder Del Mesa Liquor got a lot of that shit.
I was like, oh, well, hey, lesson learned here. Folks. You see Rayal de Jalapa? Yeah, don't buy that shit. Don't waste your fucking time. Buy that real Mexico. Buy some good shit. Buy some natural shit. None of this additive shit. I never doing this shit again. Ever.
So I think we know what your top three worst of the year is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I think it's say that
skip this shit, man. Skip this shit with the quickness. Hey, you see this shit? Avoid it. Avoid that shit like the fucking plague. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
I gotta take it. You won't be repping that brand merchandise for them anytime soon.
No, going up. If you come to contact with me, I'll politely say, "Fuck off."
Oh, okay.
I'll be nice about it. But thank you for reaching out. Really appreciate it. You know, we're trying to get our brand up. You know, we're trying to get things going.
Is that what they're doing?
But I don't like your brand though. So you can politely fuck off.
In the not in a Jason Todd way, not as slow as possible.
No.
Speed that up a little bit.
Yeah. So that's Real de Jalapa, folks. This shit sucks. Don't buy it.
They gonna send you a letter.
I might just pour all this shit down the drain. I'm not doing anything with this shit. I don't want to drink this anymore. I have way better mezcal here right now. So yeah. I'm gonna drink that right now.
That last one you said, the first thing you said was, "Ain't a lot going on here." That already read to me 1.5.
Yep.
Lot going on here.
I mean, bottle's nice. You got that going for it, at least. Nice little bottle, nice little logo on it. You can't really see it in the screen, but
I see it, whatever. And plus I saw the photos when I looked it up.
I'm actually kind of mad right now, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Me too, yeah.
I was expecting a much better showing for this.
Yeah.
I'm just
your month. This is your week too. Actually, that's your week.
Hey, well, I guess you just pissed the rest of the month. It's just ups and downs. Hey, October, baby. Don't say you couldn't expect this shit.
You know, October has been the weirdest month of the last drop. We started off doing Halloween themed drinks and shit.
I guess it just fits, man.
So I guess October is the month where you just be like, yeah, roll the dice.
Yeah,
you know what?
Luck of the
Maybe
draw.
We should move Mezcal month and actually call this month Roll the Dice Month.
Roll the Dice Month. I like that.
You buy some random shit. Matter of fact, yeah, that's what it should be. You just go to the store and you buy the most random shit you see.
I love that.
Any spirit you want, whatever. You just whatever the most random shit. And we should put a fucking price point on it. No more than $70. You cannot spend no more than $70. Roll the fucking dice or whatever.
October is a fucking trip, brother.
Matter of fact. Since we call it Roll of Dice, I have dice. I'm gonna pick a spirit for each number on the dice.
Yes, perfect.
And Cody, perfect. I'm gonna roll that motherfucker.
Take note of that.
Yeah, take a note of that.
We'll roll it on the last show of September. We're rolling.
Yeah, we'll roll our picks, whatever. Mm-hmm.
All we can do is a completely separate show, just the Roll the Dice show.
Roll the Dice show. We're gonna see
a little special.
What spirit Cody gets or whatever, and it's gonna be the most. It just. Whatever random shit that it could be, whatever, and it's got to be like it's. It cannot be like a brand.
You know, this might get a one. I just try the rest of this shit.
You should go back to that first one too. Actually,
No, oh, you know, I'll do that right now. Let me do the episode.
I can't believe that's a two. Oh, shit.
No, it's still a two. No, it's not bad.
Okay.
I like that one's not bad. Yeah, I like that one. It's decent. Yeah, it's not bad.
Roll the dice month. And it can't be, you know, a well-known popular spirit or anything like that.
Okay. Folks, you know, follow me. I'm on Instagram at Codysseus, Khodysseus. I might be doing a drain port video later. That'll be coming up probably. Stay tuned for that.
So what's your ratings on all three again?
This bullshit gets a one. This fucker right here gets a bona fide fuck it. And I'm sticking with a two on this one.
Okay.
It's not terrible. It's whatever. It's not bad. Yeah. So yeah, that's my standings right there. Yeah, don't buy this fucking pack. It's terrible. It's not good. Don't waste your money. Your money is better spent elsewhere. And I'm actually very disappointed and kind of mad about this shit. So after the show's over, I'm going to pour me some good mezcal. I got plenty here right now. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that.
I want to say that they... No, never mind. It's a Reposado, too. I thought maybe they had an Añejo of that one you like, but no, it's a Reposado. So never mind.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm mad looking at this goddamn bottle right now. Fuck this bitch. Lost Glove. Nah, sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody. Hell no. No. Nah.
Cody, whether you said that or not, people were already offended.
Yeah. That's true.
People get offended about every goddamn thing now or whatever. Okay.
That shit is terrible.
Man.
Yeah.
Since you bought that at the duty free store, that company sales went up, and they knew that you bought it because you used your ID to buy it. As far as showing,
great.
So they're going to send you a letter and talk about thank you for purchasing our product.
Oh, cool! I'm going to send a letter back saying thanks for reaching out. Politely fuck off. Never talk to me again. Ever. In fact, just blow up your whole fucking company because this shit is terrible and nobody wants to print this shit.
Do what Suntory did when they bought Jim Beam.
Mm-hmm.
It suddenly catches on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, I help y'all out. Y'all trying to like that shit in flames. I'll be your wingman. I'll pour the gasoline on that shit.
Man.
I don't want to say I'll light the shit up, but
we would never say that here on the last drop. No,
yeah, I'll pour the gasoline. No, I'll go that far.
If you want help, is what he's saying.
I will politely help you out. Yes. Yeah. The main goal here is being polite about fucking off.
You know, mezcal is your spirit, man, and
and
this was your week too, and
I have high expectations for mezcal.
Yeah, and
just like my beer, mezcal, that's my spirit.
Which is crazy because so far tequila kicked mezcal's ass for you this year.
I think so. Yeah.
man, next week is a mix and match week.
I'm coming a banger. I got to make up for this bullshit.
This ain't cutting it. You know what? I might even just, I have a mezcal, but fuck, I might even just roll the dice right now to next week. So,
it is roll the dice.
Roll the motherfucking dice right now.
I guess we officially started today.
I'm going to go to this tequila store I know in Paramount and be like, I know I just came here to get a mezcal for my show, but I'm feeling a little froggy right now. And when you feel froggy, Cody, you know the old saying, shit, well then jump then, bitch. So, you know what? I feel like just picking some random. I think I might just go to his store, do this.
Mm-hmm.
Grab
it. Yeah.
I'm going to look at the price, whatever. Mm-hmm. If it's in that $70, I'm going to be like, all right, we got a winner here.
I might do the same. You know what, brother? Let's when you going to that store?
Probably Friday or Saturday, maybe. I don't know.
When?
Next week.
Okay. Let me know.
Yeah, I gotta do it before Sunday. So yeah.
Yeah. Let me know. Mm. Let me know.
Close my eyes or whatever.
Yeah. And, we should probably do that together.
Actually, you know what? No. You know what? If we do that together, then I want you to pick my bottle and I pick yours.
Let's do that. Yeah. Actually, next Saturday. What do you think next Saturday?
Yeah. I should be free next Saturday. Yeah.
Let's do next Saturday. Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds fun.
Yeah. And I'm gonna wait in the car. And then I'm just going ahead and be like, all right, I don't even want you to take it out of the bag either. Or whatever. Leave it in the bag. And then I'm going to come bring you a bottle.
I like that. Let's do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't even gonna look at it, and then yeah. Sunday, you have to record them and be like, "What is this bullshit you bought me?" Yeah, that's how this is gonna work out now.
All right, we call it the first official Roll the Dice Show.
It actually is mixing and matching because I didn't mix shit to here or whatever.
So, mixing and matching our fucking minds right now.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen right now. I hope the store owner got some fucking. I feel like that actually. I feel like you probably got to go to like a fucking Bevmo or Total Wine to get some shit. I feel like this store is probably too high quality and Tequila Mexico.
Oh man,
that might be, but maybe it got to be a Total Wine or something like that, whatever. Because I feel like that might be a little too high quality, or whatever, and as far as taste wise and shit. But hey, who knows? I guess you know. I need some like I want like some random bullshit where you just be like you could just look at it and go like. That don't look like it's going to be no good. Yeah, in fact, not even $70. I want that motherfucker to be $30. Roll the dice on a budget,
Roll the dice. That's the whole title of the show.
Yeah, roll the dice on a budget,
on the budget, bitch.
Yeah, like, I want it to be just the cheapest shit ever. And we will prove here, price don't mean everything, but goddamn
it. No, it's not.
No, matter of fact, not only that, I'm gonna add a little MR and send in this shit. I want you to find me the lowest fucking proof shit you could fucking find.
Oh, we going there.
I want you to find me the lowest fucking proof shit you can fucking find. Where
all right, I love it. All right,
matter of fact, proof.
All right, okay. I'm gonna go
to a store and we gonna meet up and I'm gonna just hand you the motherfucker. I'm gonna be like, let's do a trade off or whatever shit. And I don't want you opening this bag up. Now I gotta find some shit. Now hold on, I gotta go K-Nail. Now I gotta look up K-Nail. I want you to fucking give me. I'm gonna give me the lowest fucking mezcal bullshit you ever seen in your life, whatever and shit. I want that shit to look like it came out of a goddamn meat packing of a Fireball whiskey factory and shit.
Put that shit in a plastic bag and give it to you.
That motherfucker give me Swiss malt liquor instead or whatever. I'd be like, that ain't mezcal, but
I rubbed mezcal in the fucking bag.
You know what? And I'm not even gonna open the bag. I'm gonna pour it from the bag in the glass.
Yes, perfect.
And then until I roll it down and just go like, oh God. That tastes like it's fucking 20% or something like that.
I love this. This is why I love this show. This spot
made up on the spot.
Shit. Oh yeah. Man, this is the most fun time of my fucking week.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go buy you a bottle.
I love this shit.
Go buy you a $30 bottle with the lowest fucking proof ever. I'm gonna put that shit in a brown bag. All right, there you go. That's how it's going down now. So yeah, roll the dice, bitch. The dice just got rolled, bitch, and it's not looking good. It's not looking good at all here, but. That's a mix and match for your ass now, people.
I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be fun as fuck.
Can't let Cody drink bullshit on his own now.
That's gonna be fun.
That would be funny though if you got me a good one though.
Would that be some shit? And I got some more bullshit.
I'm gonna lie to you and be like, "That's delicious, man." Oh shit, that's a bona fide drop right there, Cody. I like this right here. Ooh, he tripping. Meanwhile, I'm throwing up and shit. Oh, God damn. My slowly insides is killing me right now. Well, people, that's it for this episode. Cody drank some quality shit, apparently. So, yeah.
In what fucking universe?
Yeah.
This bullshit quality. Ain't this one.
Especially after having such a nice quality of drinks last night, it don't look like that translated to today. So.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not even close.
Or at least in this past hour. I would say this has been Cody's most miserable hour he's had this whole year. On this show.
I think so. Easily. Yeah. It's been just one big bundle of bullshit. That's what they should retitle the bundle. They sell them stores instead of saying premium. Premium mezcal, whatever the fuck. It's called the bundle of bullshit. Just be honest. Be transparent.
And that's probably what the name of this episode is going to be, bundle of bullshit.
I like that.
Also, too, Cody went against his cardinal sin. Don't buy bundles.
I did. Hey, man, I was happy. I had a great vacation. I was like, man, I'm gonna bring some shit back. I'm gonna bring some more Mentos and blew up in my face.
A great vacation turned into a bundle nightmare.
I mean, I went in October. That's all I got to say.
Maybe that should be the name of the show. Win and Knocked Up. The spooky bundle of bullshit.
Oh, the spooky season, all right.
Yeah, real spooky.
Real spooky.
Arsenio Hall spooky.
Ghoul season is out, my friends. It is in effect.
Oh, ghosts and goblins and shit. Like old Macho Man said, When you pull out them bottles and you get the porn.
Three, ooh, yeah. Two. Roll the dice, brother.
One. Ooh, you take a little sip. I'm not dropping an elbow on that one right there. No.
Elbow in my fucking brain and my liver.
Yeah, that would be funny if you died after this.
There'd be some shit.
Actually, that'd be hilarious.
It'd just be like my final fucking taste is this bullshit right here. Wouldn't that be some fuckery?
Yeah, like what if your like liver just gave out on you right now?
Yeah, but it'd be fitting though, because we're in October. So. I mean, yeah.
That'd be hilarious, actually. Yeah. I would like rub that shit in your face, be like, man, that sucks for you. Woo! That smells good.
Goddamn, I hate this shit. I can't stand these fucking pores. Fuck these pores, man. Yeah. Man, these pores can suck my dick. I'm just gonna say it right now. All these pores can suck my fucking dick. Young your knees.
Oh, the company just sent me. They said they want to sponsor you.
Suck my fucking dick right out there, but this shit sucks. This shit is trash.
Company just emailed me.
I can't stand
this
shit.
They want to sponsor you, buddy.
I'm fucking mad as fuck. You know what? Fuck it. I'm getting this whole goddamn bundle of fuck it. From 1.5 to fuck it. I'm mad. I don't like this. I can't stand this shit. I'm glad it's entertaining for the folks, though. Yeah, right now, tasting this shit and realizing what the fuck I tasted and waste my money on. It's not. I'm not happy camper right now. No, sir. Very unhappy.
Now you know how I feel. Now you know how I feel. The company just reached out to me. They want to sponsor you, Cody.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. I got something to say about the company. So you can be touching fucking reps. I'm going to speak a little piece of mind to them motherfuckers right now.
They said...
I got a lot to say.
They said they can't pay you. They said they can't pay you, but they'll pay you in bottles.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'm going to throw the bottles right back in their fucking faces, man. that's what I'm going to do.
But there you go, people. Cody, yeah. Response.
I am fucking angry now. I am really fucking mad.
Take another sip. I'm sure it'll be better.
No, I'm not going to take another sip. No, I will not do that.
I'm sure it'll taste better, Cody.
That bullshit. No. God, fuck these goddamn bottles, man. I'm about to break this shit.
Bundle of bullshit. So, people.
God damn it, man.
That is into
the show. Oh, my God. Yeah, you got there. That's into the fucking show.
As Cody rambles in his ranting.
That's by far the fucking end of the show.
Yeah, he's a.
God damn. I never been so mad at a goddamn ending. Like, usually, I love doing these shows usually. I'm like, oh, man, let's keep going. Yeah. Oh, it's about to end. Oh, I'm so. No, I'm happy this shit's about to end right now. I got to read this shit. I got to pour me a nice pour. I got to meditate and shit.
Might be the worst Cody week he's ever had, to be honest.
I think so. God damn. I had a great night last night, too. And then this bullshit right now. Fuck this. Fuck
makes you feel any better. Westbrook is still a Laker.
God damn it. You know, JB, fuck you, too. Yeah. I'm sorry. I love you, brother. Fuck you. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, a lot of positivity going on.
You can suck my dick, too, bitch.
Yeah, hey, present it to me.
Fuck you, man. You like that too. Never mind.
Yeah. I'm about to say, whip that thing out then. Let's get this going. Let's compare sizes too, real quick.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just want to see something real quick. I just want to, no ego. No ego at all. No ego at all. Whatever. What the fuck you mean? Half a centimeter bigger, bitch. What? What? Nigga, I'll cut your dick. Anyway, half a centimeter. No, pretty closer. They same size. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this real, man. This bullshit.
Well,
thank you
tuning in to Cody's Anger.
I actually bought this shit.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I'm going to say right now.
Motherfucker said 2.0. I'm like, look at him. Motherfucker said 2. And I'm just like, he ain't no damn 2. That shit's a
What the fuck was I thinking giving this a... What? God damn. This shit, I'm...
First things came out of your mouth. Damn. Ain't a lot going on with this. That should have told you right there. Once you said that shit, I was just like, yeah, that tells you a lot right there. Actually.
Yeah, the most is going to be going on with this shit when I pour this shit down the drain. That's the most is going to go through with this shit. I can tell you, that's the most activity this shit's going to get. All this shit. I'm pouring on. God, I'm pouring all. Even this reposado is not that bad. I'm pouring this shit down too. Fuck this. I'm putting this shit behind me. Fuck this shit.
Bad in comparison to the other two.
It's some bullshit, man. It's a big bundle of bullshit. Goddamn. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, we got a minute left. Let's just close this shit up. Goddamn.
All right, people. Cody's angry. Thank you for tuning in to Cody's Anger. He appreciates you. He's going to go call Dr. Phil.
Yeah, right. I love y'all, but fuck this. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I love seeing him frustrated. It makes me happier. I don't know why. I'm petty like that, though. So I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And I think he'll be sticking with craft beer. But like we always say, livers will never be the same.
But this glass will be dry. I can tell you that shit right now.
Dried him.
I ain't toasting that. I ain't cleaning shit. Fuck that. No.